This is news from North Country Public Radio.
Chris Bohjalian sets his 12th novel in a fictional Vermont town shocked by a murder-suicide. Betsy Capus has this review of Secrets of Eden.
The cover of Chris Bohjalian's new novel, Secrets of Eden, shows the back of a woman in a swimsuit, her hair wet, her arms spotted with water. The image practically shouts, "Beach book!" Secrets of Eden is a well-written whodunit. A local business entrepreneur has strangled his wife and then shot himself, leaving behind a 15-year-old daughter. That would be tragedy enough for the little village of Haverhill, but the plot thickens when the state medical examiner releases his report. Yes, George Hayward killed his wife Alice, but he wasn't the one who put the gun to his own head. Bohjalian tells the story in several voices. Stephen Drew, a Baptist minister, is haunted by Alice's death. The day before she died, he'd dunked her in a pond above the village for a full immersion baptism. He writes to a friend, "I no longer know quite what I should be saying to others, and have never before felt so personally and spiritually alone." Conveniently, a popular author, Heather Laurent, is doing a book signing in a nearby town and reads of the tragedy in the newspaper. Her parents died in a murder-suicide, and she's managed to pull herself out of depression by a firm belief in angels. Yes, angels. Heather is tall and beautiful, and as Stephen Drew says, her charisma was high definition. She was the perfect pitch woman for celestial guardians in the digital world. She arrives on Stephen Drew's doorstep to offer him comfort in a variety of ways. Two more voices narrate the book. Deputy State Attorney Catherine Benincasa is sure the Reverend Stephen Drew murdered George Hayward, though she can't find enough evidence to pin the crime on him. Her chapters are full of bluster and frustration. When Stephen Drew leaves his parsonage to live in an apartment in Bennington, she says, "He was living like a three-dimensional wanted poster." The Hayward's daughter, Katie, also gets a voice. She tells of the shock of being an orphan and the abuse her mother suffered from her father, describing a bruise that was so black and blue, it looked like a screensaver from outer space. She was at a concert in Albany the night of the murders, but she has her own thoughts on what happened in her family's living room. As in any good whodunit, readers know that someone is lying, or at least not telling the whole truth. The book has a great ending, but it was a bit of a slog to get there. Heather Laurent's chapters were tedious, with her wacky preoccupation with angels, and sometimes the backstory of all the characters overwhelms the present-day murder investigation. Still, the ending is expertly done and changes the meaning of all the rest of the book. As the Reverend Drew says when he's luxuriating in Heather Laurent's Manhattan apartment, "The beauty of Adam and Eve's nakedness? It's that they haven't any secrets at all, not a one. And maybe that's the magic of Eden, and what we've lost forever."
Our book reviewer, Betsy Capus, lives in Colton.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.